It is, boys.
There it is, gentlemen.
Oh.
So, should we talk about how we loved Legion of Deadwood for real? And that was all just a show to get ratings.
I don't want spoiler in time to be us. I don't want to think of it as shit in time.
No, it shouldn't be. But I think with Legion particularly, we did a good job of saying, like, we got these problems, but okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens next.
And so, like, it's the first episode of a season, so it has to set up a lot of questions and a lot, like, it's just a time jump that we skip most of.
It's like Brian said, though, like, that first episode of season one, you can show to anybody and feel pretty confident that if this is at all in their taste, they're going to like it. It's not accessible even, but it's just like, it's easy to get. Like what it's doing.
The first season doesn't ask you for a goddamn thing. Pretty much, certainly the first several episodes where it's like, we're just doing it. We're not asking you to go along with nothing.
Yeah.
We're just going to do it. Second season, episode one, definitely felt like it was asking, like, stay with us. I think it's going to pay off.
Which, I mean, it's earned.
Yes. I mean, they have enough credit. They have enough credit that they can do that. By the way, guess what just passed? 1,000 upvotes.
Oh, the Westworld thing.
I wonder how, like, if they're waiting for it to, like, what is the actual number it's at now? Because Reddit fuzzies
1020.
Up. 1020. Okay. Because Reddit fuzzies up their numbers when they get high enough.
Actually, they fuzzy them right from the beginning. Because, like, even at, like, 5 votes, it'll jump between 3 and 7.
That was just such a crazy story that they're like, hey, we're just going to spoil the entire season of a show that everyone agreed that too much speculation ruined last year.
I mean,
we think that'll fix the problem.
Well,
you can logically see why they think that.
Well, here's what I think is surprising, that they would do it in the form of posting a video.
Versus
releasing a season synopsis, like a document, a Bible, because that's something that would require you, if you're a video enjoyer, it's like, well, you know, if you enjoy it that much, then you'll read this blah, blah, blah. And then that's a gate that you have to pass through.
Whereas, I see, but I think video is also a gate.
Yeah.
It's very easy for me to scan over a piece of text and just be like that and that. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
If it's a video, I have to invest my time. I have to sit down and watch it from beginning to end to get all the information.
I feel the same way. I prefer to read news articles rather than, like, see videos on them, because I can read it faster than, you know, a video of it or a news report will tell me.
Right.
What do you think are the chances that they actually do this? Like, I'm certain HBO or whoever wouldn't have let them post that on the Reddit if they didn't think they could do it.
Yeah.
But I think that there's a 5 or 10% chance that they say,
that would be problematic for their property. My guess is their deal seems to indicate that they have enough latitude. I mean, they're leaning on them for multiple seasons that they're already contracted to do at this point. And my guess is if the captain of the co-captains of that ship say, this is the direction we think we should pilot, my guess is HBO is not going to fight them on it. Especially
the paragraph seems to be backing that up. They're saying trust is a big part of this relationship. Hmm. We've made our cast part of this decision. They're fully supportive.
Oh.
We're excited to be in this with you guys together. So if this post reaches 1,000 upvotes, we'll deliver the goods.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like people who are hedging, like, you know. And
can I tell you, this is a real discussion that we're having internally with we have a dynamite episode of The Modern Rogue that can't happen until another episode.
Probably about a month away.
Probably about a month away, right? But there is going to be a 90-second chunk of it that is going to be Reddit dynamite. And we have to decide, do we release that? Because the episode itself that that's in, number one, that episode relies on two other episodes before it. To build up to it, each of them being 20 to 40 minute episodes long. And then the episode is the episode itself is going to be at least 20 minutes long. And the dynamite part of it is only going to be near the end. So the question is, do we carve out that 90 seconds that we know can hit the top of Reddit and use it as an opportunity to blow stuff up, or that will be, quote unquote, a spoiler that will. You know, which is greater, the number of people that are going to come swooping in because of the popularity of this 90 second clip, or the number of people who will say, oh, well, why bother watching the 30 minute full episode if this is the end part?
You know, I didn't want to break in front of you, Tom, but I just had a thought about this because I remember we talked about this a few weeks ago specifically. And you know, we talked about clipping that video out and making it some other video on the YouTube channel in some form. But what if we just made the GIF and we posted or had someone else post it to Reddit and then link to the episode?
Probably work, but I guarantee you the first comment underneath would be skip to this time code to get right to that part, right?
Yeah,
so
if they're gonna
sure. Well, I mean, it's
if they're clicking into the full video, then they want to see more about it.
Sure. But I feel like the number of people I think my heart is with Jonah, not Jonathan. He's Jonah Nolan here. And feel like I feel like the odds are better that if we posted the 90 second version that people would double dip, that there would be people who watch the 90 second version and they're like, okay, I want to know the full story and then go into it.
Right. What I'm saying is no different than what you're saying.
Sure.
But instead of it being a YouTube video, it is a 90 second GIF.
Right. Which that could be. I'll tell you what it makes me think of is the Thor Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok did a real disservice to the story that it had to tell by revealing in the trailer who
you say this a lot. I don't feel that that's true.
Well, okay. Artistically, I can find no justification for how it's a better story if there's no surprise for who the champion is.
Also someone who really values surprises. So
correct.
I see why you say that.
Correct. But I will say it was the right call because that trailer brought so much delight. It brought people who might have been on the fence about going to see it immediately into the fold, including me. And so I think it was the right call to make that a success. And as a result, more people got the other delightful parts of Thor Ragnarok. Even though I can't really come up with any artistic justification for giving that away.
Yeah, well, it's not an artistic choice. It's a promotional choice.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, for sure. I think the principle is it is rare that you gain by withholding on the internet.
I agree.
And so if you don't have a clear way ahead, I generally say, well, then, you know, put it out there. And I wouldn't even GIFify it. I'd just put it out there as a YouTube video because usually the problem is not enough people are watching my thing. Not enough people are watching the right thing.
Or watching it the right way.
Exactly.
You're not enjoying it properly.
Honestly, if you put it out and it gets a bunch of people talking about it, it's probably going to have the effect of exposing the modern rogue exists to a bunch of other people in a way that will rise the tide for you because, you know, you don't have... You have a big market share, but it's not the biggest market share. This theory works less well for Westworld, which has a big market share, but I guess, you know, it feels like it has a bigger market share because it's HBO, but does it? Maybe this works for them too. If you get this out there and everyone's talking about it, more people will jump into Westworld.
Well, and think about how many people tell you they love Westworld and they watched it after it showed up, they watched it, you know, binging it straight through. So for all those people, like it, for all intents and purposes, the story had been quote unquote publicly spoiled because they had already revealed everything. Uh-huh. And yet these people went into it, watched everything straight through, even though quote unquote everything was spoiled.
What if HBO has the data that says the valuable part of our audience is not all in first run watchers?
They probably have the data that says the vast majority of everyone who will experience this will experience it after it
and
is
so
released.
All we're doing by spoiling it is feeding into the conversation of the first run watchers,
is ensuring that it's a, because now they've introduced a question like, well, they say this is how it's going to be. Yeah. Will it? Now of a sudden.
And also, when someone's like, I've got a theory, or I know a guy who knows a guy, it's like, well, just check the video. They have all the stuff there. Like, you know, it lets them control how things get leaked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, and to your point earlier, Bryce, I feel like the answer is yes to doing a 90-second GIF, also yes to doing a 10-second GIF, yes to doing also a 3-second GIF, okay. Like, and
really, just 3 seconds? Wow, now I'm really intrigued what this is.
I mean, it is one fantastic shot we got. We're going to do a 20-minute episode that leads to one unbelievable shot and leads to an answer to a really interesting question. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, can I share?
Should be telling this story a lot, because this really got me interested.
Well, trust me, I will. We got time before we get there.
Yeah.
So I had an interesting MoviePass experience this weekend.
Oh, did you?
So I guess a week or two or so ago, Regal gave me a free ticket because I bought a movie. I went and saw a movie during some date range, whatever. And so they're like, hey, you get a free ticket on your Regal card, which is useless to me because I go and have the movie pass, so I get a free movie every day.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I'm not going to go watch two movies in one day.
Wait, ridiculous. That'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
I took a friend to go see the movie. So I used the free ticket on my card and gave him my movie pass.
Yeah.
And we both watched the same movie. And, you know, every time I talk about MoviePass with someone, it's like, how are they going to make money? Which is a very natural question.
Sure.
And, you know, part of it's the data thing, but, you know, they've also talked about like, oh, they want to make like a night out sort of experience, right?
Oh, that's right. They want to get the tie-ins with this.
That's
is the
how
place
they got
to
in
get,
trouble.
You know, like, hey,
we
you're going to see
you on your way home.
Well,
right.
but I mean, I can see like, hey, if you want to watch Isle of Dogs, you can also go to Benihana's beforehand. We have a promotional thing.
Well,
have Japanese hibachi.
That's the thing is like, we were like, okay, well, we're not going to pay $7 for popcorn and sodas and stuff. And so we're like, we'll just go eat after. And we walked out of the movie and we didn't know where we were going to eat. And if MoviePass was a coupon book, you remember the old coupon books?
Yep.
If MoviePass was just a coupon book, that would have swayed us.
Would have just guided
more.
You. It's like, I just want to go somewhere. Tell me where to go. Well, get $5 off here.
Yeah.
And they don't have to be like creepy tracking you. Like the way he phrased that when he was talking about it was just so weird. Because all they have to know is like, oh, you're at this theater. Here are the nearby options, you know, and we've got deals with these to give you 20% off or something, or free entree.
And it's so such a weird thing to be like, oh, I really want this promotional thing in my whatever, but we didn't know where we were going to eat. We were going to go to one place and then they were full up because it was Saturday night, turns out.
Ooh, what if that was the thing, is there are a limited number of seats reserved for MoviePass users.
Yep.
Oh, interesting. I've heard of
you
apps that do
the line.
That. Huh. But anyway, it just made me think of like, because every time I hear about problems on like the MoviePass Reddit, it's like, oh, the cashier didn't want to do our split transaction, even though they know they have to do it. And this one said it was okay. And blah, 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 blah. And it's like, this means a lot of people are using their MoviePass to go out to the movies with other people. And that is like, when I go to the movies by myself, I can just eat whatever when I want because bachelor life. But when you're out with someone, you kind of want to make it a thing. And so,
well, that's why the actual deals with theaters like they got with Landmark are really going to be key, because advanced purchases, especially in a place like LA where you pick your seats. And so you want to buy it early.
You need it.
That's a deal killer if I can't do that.
Yeah.
And so now you could do that at Landmark. It becomes much more interesting. And if you're going with someone else and MoviePass makes it easy for you to say, oh, two tickets, one of them is my MoviePass and the other I'll pay for. We could sit together. Then that just makes everything simpler.
Did you see this week after that Landmark partnership came out, That they might be looking to sell Landmark. There, what happened?
I just got a tweet from Chris Minton from AKA Mitsula.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with gazoogle.net?
Yes. The one that Snoop Doggifies your results.
Yes. And if you go to the youtube.com/themodernrogue, it has the video called "Who's the Illest Modern Rogue?" Brian Brushwood in Jizzo Murphy. Professional idiots feel just the things that'll make you the most thugged out, banging ass thug up in the room.
Oof. That's a class. I didn't know Gazoogle was still up.
I just wanted to call out Jizzo Murphy. From Jason Murphy, Jizzo Murphy.
He's got a new issue with pants, Jizzo Murphy does.
Oh my God.
But,
you were saying
Mark Cuban's looking to sell Landmark Theaters. Are they were saying, oh, this might, or people were speculating that the MoviePass deal was a way to make Landmark Theaters look more attractive to prospective buyers.
Interesting.
Mm. Also, what the fuck are they going to use that movie phone for? Who's using movie phone?
Oh, it doesn't matter. No.
Movie phone is just they picked up a cheap apparatus for creating content.
Is that what movie phone is now? Is like an editorial site?
They still sell tickets. But yeah, it's at its heyday. It was like, oh, we have trailers and content about, you know, guidance of what to see and all of that. So they're buying a used car that they're going to soup up.
Wait, if movie phone sells tickets, mm-hmm. maybe that's how they get advanced purchases everywhere. Is they
oh,
route it
if they buy a ticket distribution outlet, now they don't have to do the debit card thing.
So they
they don't have to do partnerships.
Which is why MoviePass didn't buy MoviePhone, but MoviePass's holding company bought MoviePhone. So they can then say, no, theaters, your deal is not with MoviePass.
Yeah.
It's with MoviePhone. But they can be like, MoviePass and MoviePhone are going to talk to each other on the back end.
Man, yeah.
Yeah,
I forgot that you could buy. I was not of an age of buying stuff via movie phone. That is not my not
Please
my bag.
Please state the nature of the business plan you would like to implement.
Acquisitions.
Acquisitions is now playing at nowhere. So right now, if you go to moviephone.com, it's trailers, coming soon in theaters, and movie times with the ability. Now, see, the thing is, they don't seem to have all the theaters.
Oh, really?
So they have Regal.
Okay.
But yeah, let's
no AMC or.
Let me click through and see.
So I'm pulling up. So I see a Regal, the Regal near me.
Yeah, I think it might just be Regal.
Cinemark. I see a Cinemark here.
Oh, you have a Cinemark? I have Vintage. I don't see my Cinemark, though.
The other Regal. AMC. I got an AMC.
You have an AMC. I don't have any. I don't have
You have
any
to scroll
AMCs.
Down a real long way. They've got Alamo on here.
Oh, really?
Is set up where you have to scroll down very far.
Brian, yes? A Quiet Place.
Quiet Place.
I would not see it at an Alamo.
What about?
Oh, interesting.
Or any kind of dine-in.
Because of the servers.
Well, there's no servers at the place at the...
The Sky?
At the Sky Cinemas.
That's true.
Okay, yeah.
So I have to walk in...
I would think real hard about snacks.
Oh, it's going to make... It's going to be a turnoff? For
it's
all
called a Quiet Place.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's about deaf people.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, now I see AMC.
Okay. I don't know. That's a good tip, Tom.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a queasy gross out kind of.
No. It's not about indigestion. It's about noise.
Oh, shoot. That was one of the things I wanted to talk about. Legion loved the conceit of the chattering teeth as a creepy way.
Oh yeah.
Like, I thought that was as good as the Gladys voices.
Oh, yeah. No, that was super creepy.
Yeah.
The chattering teeth.
that opening sequence where you just hear it and you and it sound it sounds a lot like stopwatches or
yeah, you don't know what it is, and then you get the context and suddenly it's just like
I kind of want to
rewatch. that's true yeah. Because I was like, oh, it's, you know, your generic horror film sound, and then when you tie it in, it's like, oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
I want to rewatch that intro because it's pitch black for most of it, but I swear that there's a second where he's like, picture a maze in your mind, and you see just like a very small slice of a maze in this black, and then it fades away very quickly. But I don't know if that was trick or a, like,
that was just
thing.
You picturing the maze in your mind.
Oh, I'm already in the maze now.
He told you to picture a maze, and you did. You believed it was
John
real. John Hamm, you did it again.
John damn you.
John damn you. All right. Look, I gotta run. I got phone calls piling up here.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for supporting us on Patreon.
You're the best. Hope you guys enjoy these after talks.
Bye, everybody.